We'll call this council meeting to order, and I would ask that you would stand, and our deputy clerk, Paula Parker, will open up for word of prayer.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, teach us to put to good account whatever talents thou hast lent us, to discuss with patience and zeal the municipal affairs which have come before us this day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, and let me take this opportunity to welcome everyone here this evening. I would ask council, before we begin with our agenda, if anyone has declarations they wish to declare. Seeing no hands, we'll have that entered into the minutes, and certainly during this exercise, if one finds themselves in conflict, notification of to the chair identifying exactly what the conflict is, and we'll have it entered into the minutes. That brings us to the minutes of the previous meeting. I entertain a motion of their approval. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move concurrence with the approval of the three meetings in question.
It's been moved with their supporter. Councilor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussion? Any errors, omissions, or corrections? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? It's carried as such. The next item on our agenda, of course, is we are going to give recognition to our hockey players. Mark, could you bring them? I want to bring them in for the public to have a look at, please. Take this opportunity to say to you, Mark, as president, thank you very much and congratulations to you, certainly to all the coaches, to the parents, to everyone that has worked so hard, and especially to the players for their dedication, their determination, and their desire to play hockey and represent the town of Amherstburg. I also want to suggest to you that there are three teams here that have won the prospective, the Ontario Hockey League championships, and certainly they are of course the novice, which are 8 and 9 years old, the Bantam, major Bantam, which are 15 years of age, and the major midgets, which are 17 and 18 years old. And then of course, understanding that there is no Ontario Hockey Federation championship for our novice team, but for there is one for the major band and major midgets. Those teams won both of those championships. And of course, I'll sit here before you and tell you that the novice team would have won it, but there was just no championship for them. And so I think when you look at this, to me it says so much about the town of Amherstburg. You hear so much on so many occasions where people will speak about that complex out there. And it's a state-of-the-art complex. It's designed to present opportunities and possibilities. And to all three of these teams, I want to say on behalf of council, on behalf of administration and staff, but more importantly, on behalf of the residents, you have made Amherstburg proud, and we are pleased with your participation, not just in hockey, but what it does. It's a proven fact that those youngsters who are active in sports make better students and certainly end up being better citizens. So on behalf of this particular body, we want to say thank you very much. Anything, Mark, you're welcome to.
Oh, just on behalf of Amherstburg Minor Hockey, we'd like to thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council, for inviting our players out. It's a wonderful day again for Amherstburg.
It is.
It is. It shows the commitment of these young folks and our families to the sport of hockey. And like I said, the paper, it's Canada's game, it's Amherstburg's game.
There you are.
There we are.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion from council to receive.
So moved.
It's been moved to receive the presentation supported by Councilor Carolyn Davies. All in favor? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, if I could break with protocol. Mr. Hobbs addressed me earlier prior to the meeting, and he wondered if council would indulge him 5 minutes of time to speak on a different matter.
It would have to be voted on, and we've got these agendas here. Right now.
Well, I'll put that as a motion if you
put it as a motion, but I'm not. In second, we're not going to be going through this all day. Does everybody understand the motion that's before you?
Yep.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. You've got 5 minutes there.
Mayor, councillors, I'm talking about the Phipps report of 30 pages. The authors, I gather, are Mr. Phipps himself, with help from Integris, Chatham Kent, BDR, and Sandra Cupertello. And was there people in administration? I don't know. I'd like to know. More concern is, can council authenticate for the people of Amherstburg that Mr. Phipps is not in conflict of interest? That he nor family do not pay taxes to the municipality of Chatham Kent. With respect to the content of the report, we can repudiate 80% of the report if citizen input were allowed. For example, on page 3, it's reported that there's 3% growth by Ray Tracy from the February meeting of council with Essex Power, and which was never made public. Page 3 also talks about the risks of we hold by holding Essex Power shares. Despite these risks, Essex Power is still growing. It's likely to continue so in the distant future. Are you going to say something?
No, I really don't know what you are doing here is my concern here. That's the problem. This is the problem. I mean, go ahead, I'm not going to stop you. They voted to let you speak and you've got another 3.5 minutes.
Well, does that include the 30 seconds you just took?
No, no.
Page 9 is suggesting that is there a relationship between Integris and BDR? No, it's probably not true. The question really is Mr. Phipps the link? We don't know. No, a rumor on the street has it. This is what's going on. When page 10 talks about the overall scope, software and solar panels are barely mentioned, but these are the growth items in Essex Power. And if you want to take a look at Appendix C of your report, items page 2 of 5, you'll read enough there to tell you that Essex that solar panels are an in thing. I'm not used to public speaking. Anyway, we are not allowed any input to this report since tomorrow's night meeting is closed. To speakers. So, will Ground Council grant people time to speak tomorrow evening? The status now is that we are confronted with an utterly cell-oriented report, subjective. May the 6th meeting, response is not permitted. From day one, zero public consultation has taken place. The April 8th public meeting was 17 people at 5 minutes each, and there was no time to present a position, our position, or anybody's position inside 5 minutes, as is occurring right now. The vote, as you well know, was, as Mr. Phipps doesn't know, was 201 people to sell the shares, two people to sell. Did I say it wrong? 201 to keep, two to sell. This is not even a majority, this is just a non-starter. And if you want to claim that you're representing 21,000 people, where were the other 199 of your guys that didn't show up? They weren't there. They're not out there. Scheduling of meetings and events has been carefully orchestrated to obliterate the people of Amherstburg from any discussion in this matter. From Anthony Yardy, quote, my understanding is this. We have about $54 million of debt, and we have about $1 million of reserves. That calculation is based on incomplete disclosure from Town Hall. Conclusion, debt to reserve ratio is 54-1. Yet the municipal prudent management best practice is 1-1. $1 of debt, $1 of reserves. We're 53 behind the eight ball. So, this acceptance of...
You have 1 minute left.
Oh, do you know something? I don't even need the 1 minute.
Yeah.
Are you happy? Accepting the 12 million is entirely a CY rear end deal to offset the reckless spending that's been going on. We're done.
Any questions or comments? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. Through you to Graham. Graham, I'm sorry I missed page 3. You had a question, but I didn't catch it.
I was saying that on the report, page 3, there was a reference by Ray Tracy that the growth factor he estimates is projecting at between 2 and 3% for Essex Power. My calculations show nothing remotely like that, because in 2005 and between 2006, we got 60,000, and a year later we got 180,000. That to me is a 200% increase, not 3%. So if you do the arithmetic all the way down the table, you're looking at a 50% increase over the years. But you can argue these numbers. I'd ask your accounting people to give me help. No, it's not happening.
Do your response. She asked a question. Any other comments? Councillor Puget, and I hope you don't use this as a stage this evening, because we have an agenda, and this isn't an item on the agenda.
Mayor Hirst, yeah, please correct me if I'm wrong. To Mr. Graham, did you not apply to speak tonight?
I applied to speak last week in the regulated time. Yes, I did. And I was Thursday morning. I got a phone call from Ms. Parker saying, no, you can't. Because you had been heard on the public meeting on the 8th of April, so I was denied permission to speak.
We do have another question. Page 9, mm-hmm. You had a question regarding, I wasn't able to write quickly enough. I didn't even refer to it quickly enough. What is your question for page 9?
The BDR relation is issue 4, BDR relationship with Integris. It's been suggested by Mr. Phipps that this is not true. There is no relationship between two companies. I can well believe that. I don't know. But there's been many suggestions that Mr. Phipps has had relationships with either Integris and or BDR in the past. Why indeed was BDR chosen in the first place was, as it said on the street, because it came in at under $25,000, did not have to go through council. So, it was the choice of the other problem I had with that was that KPMG, a well-known company, everybody knows it in Canada, was rejected at $30,000, which would have been a cost of $5,000 only to the town. BDR is a company of three people.
What's council's pleasure? Councilor Pion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to just make a comment.
Go ahead.
That I was hoping you wouldn't make me regret supporting this motion, because I believe this Essex Power shares is very important, I don't have a problem listening to everything, but I don't want to sit here and listen to accusations about our CAO when they can't be proved. That's, now I've got the floor right now, George. That's my concern is, if you had some good concrete fact, that'd be excellent. But unfortunately, it sounds like you didn't have it. Because also, when you talked about that 3%, 2 to 3% that Mr. Fitz put in his report, I was out talking to Ray Tracy, and he says they budgeted 3% for the next 10 years. That's exactly what he told me right from his lips, sir. So, you know what? It's fine to make assumptions, but let's be accurate. Thank you.
What's the council's pleasure with the presentation? I'm not going for this. What's the council's pleasure? Councilor Sutton.
Move to receive.
On the motion. On the motion to receive, is there a supporter? Councilor Davies, what's your question?
My question to Mr. Phipps through you, Mayor Hurst, is regarding the solar panels. What was your question regarding the solar panels?
I think in the report that there's very little reference to the solar panel division of Essex Power, which is, according to one of their appendices, is a real going concern for the future for individual households and industries as being a cogent way of producing power cheaply in the future. Solar powers will be an integral part of that practice. Hence, Essex Power is solar panels. Integris wants that. That's my opinion.
On the motion, all in favor? Hold, motion is carried. Thank you.
Am I done?
Yes, you are. Next item.
Item 7, reports from Community Services, 7.1, Visitor Information Center proposal from Tourism Windsor Essex Pelee Island, Tweppy, and we have Gordon Orr and Lynette Bain with us this evening.
Council have before them, you've got the report and the letter. I am sure that you have read the report, you've referred to it, or you can refer to it. Are there any questions at this time? Councilor DePasquale?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Mr. Orr.
Sure.
Maybe Ann, whoever can answer.
Go ahead.
The people that are hired, you're going to be controlling the hiring type of thing?
That's correct.
And my concern is, will there be local youth that will be considered?
Well, certainly, we did talk with Ann Rota in your Tourism and Culture Division, and she mentioned that she collected a number of resumes. We, at the same time, were collecting resumes for some of our other regional travel information centers. So we'll look at them all in the collective. So no preference will be given by geographic location, but certainly anyone that did apply before or applied to our process will be given fair consideration. Thank you.
Further questions? Councillor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, well, I just want to say I'm really excited about this. This is a really great option for us. We knew that we needed to cut some expenditures, and this is an excellent, excellent option. In fact, I think that it'll be a fabulous fit because, of course, Amherstburg will still be have some of our things there as well, and a lot of people would be stopping by to a tourist center for all over the county. Will be stopping in Amherstburg, so this is really exciting. I want to thank you very much for taking into consideration this strategy. I really think it's going to be very successful, a win-win for both of us.
Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Ann. And thank you, Mr. Lord, for bringing this to our attention. But I just have one question. We took out $15,000 from our budget, and so now we just have to put back in the $7,000 or the $8,000? $7,000, and that is for a maintenance, and we would have had to do that anyway, right? If we had left that building empty, we would have still had to maintain it with the grass cutting and the hydro and everything else.
Yes, through to you, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Puget. Probably about half of that, so between $4,000 to $5,000 for yearly maintenance, we would probably have to put in another $4,000 to $5,000 on top of back into the budget that we took out.
Any other questions? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Ann. is the downtown still going to serve as a tourist center also, like you mentioned during the meeting?
Yes, through to you, Mr. Mayor. Absolutely it would. But I would like to add that clearly Amherstburg Tourism has been recognized as a pillar, not only for our community, but within the region. So in our personal opinion, this is a very, very good offer. Thank you.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I concur with the comments of Ann Rota, and certainly with the initiative brought forward by Gordon and Lynette this evening. To me, it's a recognition of the high volume tourist traffic that comes through Amherstburg on an annual basis, and an opportunity for partnership that promotes our town and the region as well, at literally half the cost of what we could do it ourselves. So as Ann has kind of highlighted, it's putting $4,000 or $5,000 back into the budget. And our question is quite simply, is that something that we wish to expend in order to see some benefit as a one-year pilot project, and I'm certainly in support.
On the councilor, please don't.
Just a quick comment on it. I'd like to thank you for coming to town. And I actually think both of you have really been wanting to get into town somehow. Because you know the fine job that Ann Rota does for us, and as I'm sure she'll work right along with you and do an excellent job again. So welcome to town.
Thank you very much.
Councilor Sutton.
Move the report and the recommendation.
It's been moved, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussion? Let me just, all in favor? Motion is carried. Thank you, and let me just say, Councilor Pilon said you're trying to get in town. Let me just, on your behalf, thank you for the invitation and the attendance that you have did at the many events when we needed you, whether it be for the Master of Ceremonies or whatever the event was. Both of you so graciously come down and give your support, and for the work that you both are doing, I want to, on behalf of council, thank you very much. You are always so gracious in trying to promote Amherstburg and this particular region, and I am sure that this particular endeavor is going to be a success also. So thank you very much for all you do for all of us in the country.
Thank you, Your Worship.
Item 7.2, Memorandum of Understanding for Grass Cutting Operations, Wyandotte Cemetery.
Council's pleasure. Councilor Pugier.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. The report from the Manager of Parks and Facilities dated April 7, 2014 regarding Memorandum of Understanding for Grass Cutting Operations Wyandotte Cemetery be received, and Council authorize the Mayor and Clerk to execute the Memorandum of Understanding between the Town of Amherstburg and the Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development, Ontario Region Ministry, for the continuation of grass cutting operations for the 2014 season at Wyandotte Cemetery, and bylaw 2014-37 being a bylaw authorizing the execution of a memorandum of understanding between the Corporation of the Town of Amherstburg and the Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development Ontario Region regarding maintenance of Wyandotte Cemetery be read three times and finally passed, and the Mayor and Clerk be authorized to sign the same.
Supported by Councillor Davies. Further discussions?
Yes.
Councillor DePasquale, followed by Councillor Pugier.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to make a comment that it's nice to see this in place now. It's been kind of a while where I think Mr. Watson was cutting the grass out there himself. So.
Well, you've got to be very careful because the contract was expired, and we have, and Tony DeTomasis has been working over the years to get that to fall under the responsibility of the municipality, and that's how it came to be. If you go in there unauthorized, something happened, you've got a tremendous liability, so this is going to take care of that aspect. And of course, as you say, keep it pleasing to the eye at being manicured as every cemetery should be. Councillor Pugier.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Those are my comments.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously. Next item.
Item 7.3, TV Ontario's Giver Program in Amherstburg.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just like to make a comment, and I'm prepared to move the motion. But as a member of the Recreation Committee, and I'm sure that Councilor Davis.
Well, I think what you want to do is, if you're going to move a motion, move the motion, and then I'll let you speak when the discussion.
Fair enough. I'll move the report from the Manager of Business Development and Programs dated April 23rd regarding TV Ontario's Giver program be received, and Council to direct administration to work with the producers of the show to provide support through the contribution of town-owned equipment as well as encourage staff to volunteer their time with the construction of the inclusive playground, and that the Council direct the Mayor and Clerk to sign the location agreement once prepared on behalf of the Town of Amherstburg in relation to this project and bring a bylaw forward to a future meeting as a housekeeping matter.
That's supported by Councilor Davies. Further discussion, Deputy Mayor Sutter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, I'm hoping I'm speaking for Councilor Davies as well as a member of the Recreation and Culture Committee. I was very excited when Mr. Daly brought this to our meeting two meetings ago, was it, Carolyn, I believe? And I think this is just very exciting to see that the compliment to the Miracle League and but just the involvement of the thing being built by volunteers is just going to be, and children, I missed that part, would just be tremendous for this town. Thank you very much.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried.
Item 8, reports from finance. 8.1, charity and heritage tax rebate program results.
Relative to that report under finance, what's the council's pleasure? Councilor Pino.
I'll move that the report of the tax rebate program, heritage tax rebate program and charity be received and council approve the rebates as presented in bylaw 2014-34, being a bylaw to strike taxes from the tax roll as taken as being read three times, and finally passed to the mayor and clerk be authorized sign the same.
There's supporter for that motion. Councilor DeSquale supports that motion. Further discussions? Councilor Puget, followed by Councilor Sutt.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. First of all, I was concerned because I asked who received the charity rebates of $9,963, and I'm not sure whether or not you can speak to it tonight.
Sure, please, Greg.
Through your worship, I'll just give an overview. The Heritage Rebate Program is at the discretion of council. That's why you see the list of heritage properties that have applied. The charity rebate is something we legislatively have to do. There's no, something we have to do. There's no no to that. So one thing the property tax division is looking at is we're trying our best to minimize the amount of tax information we release. So because the charity rebate program is mandatory, we did not release the list of charities that will be receiving the rebate. If through direction of administration, we can release those four charities, I will do so.
Further question, go ahead.
Well, further to that is that, are you suggesting that council received it? Because I haven't found it. A list of, because my question is that, how do we know whether or not we're giving $9,963, and my concern is whether or not those charities are viable and whether or not council should be aware of who we're giving to and the reason why.
Through your worship, these charities, I don't want to go into detail myself right now, but section, I believe, 361.1 of the Municipal Act, there's a pretty set criteria that municipalities, charities must fall when applying to municipalities. They have to be registered, they have to prove that they are a charity, they have to provide proof that they pay taxes. So once these applications are received, I look at them thoroughly, and so far everyone that applies has received it because they all qualify.
Go ahead.
So council doesn't have the right to see them? We've never seen them in the past? Is that what you're telling me?
Through your worship, I can only speak to this year and last year. And last year, the list of charities that received the rebate were not presented to council.
Councilor Go ahead.
And further to that, and I did ask Steve this, and he has since provided me, I was concerned that I didn't have a report. It stated that the Heritage Committee approved the rebates, but I didn't have it at my fingertips, and I was concerned about, because we had changed the Heritage rebate, the tax rebate, and I just wanted to make sure that council was aware of the addresses that they had been approved and the work that was done in order to receive these rebates. And since then, Steve has supplied it to me. I'm not sure if council is comfortable with that.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you. Yeah, and I spoke to this issue last year. I know that we've explicitly changed the Heritage Rebate Program so that it's not an automatic, but that work has to be performed on the specific protected attributes under the bylaw. And I realize that's coupled with, you know, trying to respect privacy requests. But at the same time, I think it would be of assistance to council that when the rebates come forward, if it could list what specific attribute was worked upon so that we know that it was in line with the bylaw, and that would give us, I think, some assurance when we're passing it. I have no doubt that it's been inspected properly, but it is a public report, and I'd just like to see that piece added in the future if possible.
I think having regard for the fact that once before those individuals that are eligible, before they can be received in payments as such, they are inspected by our chief building official. And of course, once that is in the finance department, and once that is confirmed as such, I think, as Councillor Sutton has said, that that can be incorporated into the report so that it can identify exactly the work that was done and the address in which the work was done. That makes it very clear to council what is taking place. Okay? On the motion, do we have a motion?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 9, reports from Engineering and Public Works, 9.1, 2014 participation in Essex Region Children's Water Festival.
Again, that's before council. Councilor Pion.
I'll move that we receive this information and council sponsor the 2014 Essex Region Children's Water Festival as part of the 2014 Amherstburg Water Conservation Program in the amount of $1,500.
There are supporters for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Further discussions? Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to say that this event was very successful last year and the few years before that, and I think it's a great educational tool for the young people to see what they get for the clean water that's put out by their communities.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 10, reports from Corporate Legal Services, 10.1, request for relief from Parks Bylaw 2002-72.
It's council's pleasure relative to that request. Councilor Sutton.
Move the report be received and that council delegate its authority under bylaw 2002-72 to the Public Events Committee to allow pony rides and petting zoos during events in town only parks, excluding King's Navy Yard Park.
Supported by Councilor Davey. Further discussion? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Followed by Councilor Pouget.
I'd just like to say that is this just for the year? Can we have this renewed every year type of thing? Is it 1 year at a time? Or is it a blanket for the next 20 years? There's no end.
And you want to respond to how you come forward with this?
Nicole.
So Nicole, go ahead, Nicole.
No problem. We're requesting that council just gives us the authority to the events committee for all situations as it relates only to these two items, petting zoos and pony rides.
Ensuring that it excludes the Navy Yard Park.
Absolutely.
Right.
Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. And through you to Nicole and to Ann. I would feel much better about this if it was just for the year.
2014, because right now we do have a new council that will be coming in, and they might, it's easier to deal with something just for 1 year than it is to change the entire bylaw or to give the exemption for the bylaw. And, you know, we do have a great public events committee, but that could change. That could change, and then there might be problems down the road with not coming before the licensing committee or going through the proper I would feel much better if we could just do it for the year 2014, and then once a new council comes in, if they want to change that bylaw, then that's okay. But right now, I think it's much better just to do it for this year.
Councilor Sutton, followed by Councilor Davis.
And as I understand it, Nicole, it's just for specific events such as Canada Day, anything around, War of 1812 bicentennial. I mean, there would have to be a specific event going on. This wouldn't just be any given Saturday in Toddy Jones Park where we would allow these types of things to occur, correct?
That's right. These events are submitted through the Public Events Committee. And that's why it's so unique, because we have so many check marks with the Public Events Committee that may not be necessarily discussed at this forum. We have the risk manager there, we have the licensing officer there, we have the Annette Park supervisor there. So there's a lot of checks and balances that we do have all the events go through. We're ensuring that insurance portfolio is there as well. So,
Councilor Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. So if I can understand you, the fact that that coming back every year really slows down the process of trying to get all your ducks in a row for the events that you want to be planning, because you have to come back to council. Is that through you, Mr. Mayor? Sorry.
It can, especially if we have to come for every event. A lot of these events do happen in the summer. Council, we only meet once during July and August. So we've run into problems where we're trying to get before council in a timely fashion. Again, this is just delegating the authority for this two aspects.
But that doesn't preclude, and I think before we get off on this, that doesn't preclude the fact that that information is brought to council, and that we talk about a new council coming after the next election. Certainly administration would raise that at that time with the council coming in, so they would be aware of it, and of course they could respond in whatever fashion they may deem necessary. But I think what administration is trying to do is say, taking this away from council, if there's an issue, you certainly will hear about it, but they're trying to do this without having to come to council. And that's a prime example of what we used to do when people would come in and ask for picnics in the park rather than bring it to council. Of course, administration would deal with it and take care of it. Yes.
Just to follow up, so and I think that it makes sense. So you've got some highly responsible people on your committee. They all are aware of the safety and the flow of things, and I would suggest that it would smooth things along and allow you to put more quickly and more promptly on decisions you have to make for planning.
Councilor Peel.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. A couple concerns, Nicole. One is there will be contracts with everybody who brings in the riding ponies or zoo animals. And they will be responsible for cleanup, correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The event organizer takes on all the responsibility when they sign the contract to rent the park, rent the venue. That's where the contract is.
Yeah.
And then the insurance protects the town's risk, and they are in charge of cleaning all the waste, making sure that the park's put back into its normal state.
On the motion.
Mr. Mayor, may I?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just as a point of clarification then, Nicole, I'm not against this at all, but when we do this, it's not just for 1 year, it's for down the road, and I understand it. But if we found that there was something happening there toward what we want to have happen, we can readdress this at any time, correct? Yeah, there's no problem.
Paula?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to also note that the events committee is trying to be very proactive with its events, and we approved 2015 events at the end of 2014 as well, in some circumstances.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried.
Item 10.2, 585 Sandwich Street South, remove removal of holding zone and request for variance to sign bylaw.
And for council, what's your pleasure? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll move the report from Manager of Planning and Development Services, dated April 23, 2014, regarding 585 Santa Street South, removal of holding zone and request for variance signed by law to be received. Council approved the request for the removal of said zone for property municipality known as 585 Richmond Sandwich Street South, and bylaw 33 for 2014 being a bylaw to amend the bylaw, zoning bylaw 52 for 1999 as amended. I have been taken three times, read three times, and finally passed. The mayor and clerk authorized to sign the same. The council approved the requested variance to the signed bylaw to allow 9.5 ground sign at 585 Sandwich Street South.
There is support for that motion. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Further discussions? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Would I direct this to Rebecca? Sorry. So the sign is 5 foot 5 inches taller than would normally be permitted.
That's correct.
Okay. And does this set a precedent for businesses that are already established to request larger signs?
Mayor Hurst, each sign is dealt with on its own merits. It would be dealt with, you know, based on the size of the site. So each request for variance will come before council for consideration, and I would suggest would be brought forward and you would consider it at that point. So not necessarily.
On the motion, Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, and I just want to ask, and I know every company has their own logos and stuff. Is it compatible with the view for the street, so it doesn't look too discombobulated?
Mayor Hurst, the style of the sign is consistent with all of the signs that Families First puts at their other locations. And because the site is so large and there's so much green space planned for the front of the property, the sign is set back quite significantly from Sandwich. It won't block any views for vehicular traffic. And I think it looks quite nice, actually. I don't see an issue with it at all.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously. Next item.
10.3, development charges, 5-year review project, RFP results.
Councilor Sutton.
Move that report be received and that council award the contract to Watson and Associates Economists Limited for the amount of $29,700 plus HST.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussion, if any? Seeing none, all in favor? And motion carried unanimously.
Item 12, information reports, and there is one report before you, Council.
With Council's pleasure, Councilor Pilon.
Motion to receive the information.
And moved, supported by Councilor Sutton. Further discussions? Councilor Puget.
Yes, I just have two questions. I'm not sure if I should address it to Michelle. Is it Michelle? Okay. It's on page 79. McTague Law Firm, legal fees for 99 Thomas Road. The amount is $13,458.01 plus $751.
I can assist with that, Council, because that was before Michelle's time. But that was that firm was used at the recommendation of Ms. Puputello, who's Windsor Essex Development Commission office, because they had some specialized expertise, and that was the sale of the property to the, and I can't remember the name of the firm that moves the business in Dynamic. That's right. And it was that particular issue. That's all I can tell you. So they have special expertise.
Follow up, go ahead.
But as a follow up, did we sell that property? No, we didn't sell it. It's renting. Oh, it's leased. Okay, I thought that was last year. I thought we did that last year.
It was done, well, toward the end of the year, maybe. It was done then, but the bill just came in.
Councilor Davies?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, just a question on page 95, the Aqua unexpected items, $3,386.30. I'm just wondering what the unexpected items were and were they a budgeted item?
Actually, if you look on next to it, it says after hours call-ins. So in addition to our contract with Aqua, if they are called in after normal business hours for any emergencies, pump failures, any alarms that they might get at the facilities, we do pay after hour costs.
Okay. Okay. On the motion.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 13, consent other minutes, and there are two sets of minutes before you, Council.
It's Council's pleasure relative to the minutes. Councilor DePasquale.
Mr. Mayor, I move that items A and B be received.
It's been moved. Is there support for that? Deputy Mayor Sutherland? Discussions? All in favor? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 14, correspondence 14.1, funeral professionals.
Council's pleasure. Councilor Peel.
Move the correspondence be received and council proclaim May 4th to the 11th, 2014 as Funeral Professionals Week in the town of Amherstburg.
Been moved. Is there a supporter? Councilor Davey? Any discussions? All in favor? Opposed? Is carried. Next item.
Item 15 is unfinished business from Monday, May 5th, 2014.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I was just wondering through you, the CAO, received any news on the audit? Have we received any news?
On Friday, I attended a meeting at which Tim Rael was there, and he told me, I believe, that the tender request or the request for proposals closed on Friday. They would be reviewing them early this week, and they expected to make a selection before the end of this week.
Good. Thank you.
On the motion, Councilor Pouget.
I just wondered if we would be, the CAO would be able to provide us with an update regarding Amherstburg land holdings at a future date. Whether or not they're on time, if the money is still there, is still available to them, if they think that they're going to complete the project on time.
Okay. She's asking that you can prepare a report back on Amherstburg land holdings, on the demolition process, and if the money, everything is on time, and when the completion date would be, and of course, if there's money still available from the ministry for the cleanup. Councilor Peel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Recently in the Rivertown Times, there was an article that stated that in our police budget, there was some equipment bought that weren't necessary or required. I just wonder if Tim could speak to that, and I believe it was a live scan fingerprinting.
Mr. Mayor, I believe there was some confusion about what equipment was mandated. The live scan fingerprint equipment that we are seeking to purchase this year is, some people thought it was provincially mandated. It is not provincially mandated. It is federally mandated. The RCMP will no longer accept fingerprints after July the 1st in paper form. They must be submitted electronically. So that is the only mandated piece of equipment that we are purchasing. That's the only piece of equipment that we are purchasing that is mandated.
And that was explained during the budget session at that time?
Yep. Yes, it was.
Anything else under unfinished business? Anything else under unfinished business?
Item 16, new business.
Any new business? Yeah, I've got, I think it's appropriate, I got a statement to read, of course, and it comes from Abbotsburg Land Holdings. And what they are telling us, and they had expressed this today, is over the past few weeks, demolition contractors at Abbotsburg Land Holdings site have been pumping out, and I'm sure everybody's probably been observing, there were those bunker tanks that are up there, and there's one left, pumping out bunker fuel oil from the large storage tank at this site, and currently there is only a thin layer remaining. There is a distinct odor associated with this material that at times during operations could be detected off property. Abbotsburg Land Holdings has confirmed with air monitoring tests that although the material has a very strong odor, there is no concern about the potential effects on health. All levels of chemicals measured were well below the acceptable limits. The contractor is currently covering the thin film that remains with sawdust and mixing it to reduce this odor until the tank is completely cleaned out, and they anticipate that tank will be cleaned out by the end of next week, at which time it will be demolished and then removed from the property. So that's just some information that, in case you are asked about any odor that have been coming from there. I think one of the advantages we've had is the fact that most of it was removed during the winter months and alleviated a lot of that problem, but we're being told by the end of next week it should be all removed from that tank. That tank will then be demolished and removed from the property. Next item. Anything else under new business? Not you may continue.
Item 17, notices of motion.
Councillor or Deputy Mayor Sutherland, under notices of motion.
Yep, notice of motion. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm submitting the following notice of motion recommending a moratorium on all temporary and permanent off-site signage. The only exception would be for real estate signs advertising a specific house for sale and open house therein.
Still under notices of motion. Councillor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I have a notice of motion dealing with media relation policy. In light of a recent controversial contact with Winter Star, along with a perception of non-cooperative communications and various other issues, I hereby move that administration review, update, replace, and or change any present media policies, and on completion of same present to council, whether a meeting with the Winter Star management should be established in an effort to resolve any issues report back to council. Some important policy content for all stakeholders are basically ensure communication with media is consistent, well informed, timely, and appropriate, clearly indicate authorized spokespersons, maintain positive relations with the media with accurate, timely information, improve and maintain communication internally and externally, and enhance the municipality's image. Establish protocols and consistent methods of managing communications to the media to ensure its relevancy and approve comments, limit possibility of miscommunication, and to maximize effectiveness of staff by assuring that comments are made by authorized staff. Establish effective guidelines for effective communication and publicizing news about the town of Amherst. The municipality should recognize that the media is one of the most effective ways of publicizing issues, programs, and events to the residents. If disputes between the municipality and media cannot be resolved, a part in the policy should deal with steps to follow in seeking adjudication of disputes with the Ontario Press Council.
Okay, any other notices of the motion? Yes, we got three tonight.
Actually, Mayor Hurst, it isn't a notice of motion. I just want to question the status of my notice of motion.
my motion that was actually passed in January of 2013, and it referred to the assigned bylaw. It was approved by this council, and it's still under unfinished business. I'm just wondering if the deputy mayor's notice of motion would prohibit my motion that council had already approved in January of 2013.
If your motion is there, and it's been there, you said, since January of 2013, we'll review that and get back on that, but his motion we'll discuss at the next motion, next meeting, on the effect it would have on yours, but that will be forthcoming.
Because I have no objection to it as long as it would proceed. Yeah, but if it would stop it.
Thank you, Mayor. That one has been on that list for quite some time, as you mentioned. And it was assigned to the clerk's office, but with the election year in full force right now, that it was felt that it was one of those items that the staff may not be able to get to in a timely fashion. So the matter has now been referred to Nicole Rubley, who's going to take that project on. So we will be back to you, but we will look into that, because it may very well be that resolution is not required.
Okay.
Oh, but it's specific though, so it should go when it comes forward.
Okay. Any further notices of motions? If not, that brings us to bylaws.
Item 18.1 is the confirmatory bylaw.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the bylaw 36 for 2014, being a bylaw to confirm all resolutions of the municipal council meetings held April 9th, 10th, 15th, and 5th of May 2014, being taken as having been read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the same.
We move, supported by Councillor Sutton. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously. Next item.
The next item is the adjournment.
A move for adjournment.
We move, supported by Councillor Davey. All in favor? Motion is carried.